morning, everybody. It's so good to see you. We're glad to see Sister Cash with us this morning. And each and every one of you, God bless you. Oh, Donnie's getting me a...
I don't know if you need it, but here.
Yeah, that's handy. That's handy. Thank you. Medical report is I started my third round of Blenna, and that was on Friday, and we've got one more to go and then a test, and then hopefully we're good for a while. Pray that way if you would. I'd really like to get this. These treatments, we've been doing treatments since January and like to get them done. I appreciate every one of you. God bless you. I pray blessing for you every day, every day. And that God helps us through life. Life has some ups and downs and twists, and we need help. We need God. I was praying the other day and I said, Lord, what would I do without you? I tell you what, I'd probably be a bigger mess than I am, but I'm thankful for the presence of the Lord. I want to speak to you this morning about the Holy Spirit coming down. Now, this may be something I've done recently, but I'm doing it again. I looked for scripture, and I've got one in 2 Chronicles about the presence of God coming down upon the temple and the priests not able to go in. I like that. Why do you like that? I like that because of the power of God is so great. Now, we are different than those priests. How are we different? We're saved. We're blood bought. We're born again. Some filled with the Holy Spirit. And we can stand in some of the presence and the glory of God. How many's ever been in a service where the Spirit just filled the building and filled you? And you rejoice, and everybody was, their mind was just on praising the Lord. I decided to go to the big verse because I know a couple of weeks ago we did the Azusa Street thing, the documentary. And I remember part of that where they opened the book of Acts to chapter 2. Verses 1 through 4. So I want you to open the book of Acts to chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I was talking to Sister Nancy just before church, and she was speaking about letting go and letting the Lord. We need to let go and let the Lord, let the Spirit move. How many knows sometimes we want to control everything? Years ago, I saw on YouTube a Bob Newhart deal where he was counseling someone. And I love Bob Newhart. He's one of my all-time favorites. He can take a simple situation and make it funny. But he was counseling someone that was had an issue, and they kept doing something, and his counsel was, stop it. Well, that seems awfully simple. Sometimes we need just to stop it. Let the Lord have control. Lord Jesus, I want you to bless this scripture. How many times I've gone to this because it's the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon the church. Anoint these words. Bless each one of your people, Lord, each one of us. Minister to our needs. Make our situations different, and we give glory to you for the answers to our prayers. Amen. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, I may be dealing with the day of Pentecost again next week, but for now, I want to get the Spirit coming upon us. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. This church may be one of the most one accord in one place church that I know of. I feel a great unity here. I feel that we're all pulling for the same thing. You've all been very gracious to me and to Debbie, and during my sickness, I appreciate that so much. But when these people were with one accord in one place, John 20:22, Jesus, when he had said this, he breathed on the disciples. And said to them, receive ye the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Verse 2 says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. The breath of Jesus, the power of the Spirit. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each one of them. Verse 4 is to me so powerful. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all. So many times we see the power of God moving in on one or two, but we want to see the power of God move on every one of us. Amen? Everybody, hands up, everybody feeling the Spirit and the move of God. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And I will not forget the testimony of Catherine Kuhlman I heard on a video on a YouTube where she said, not just putting out gibberish, but the Spirit giving utterance and the reality of a prayer language, of a praise language, of a thanksgiving language, and in this case, of an evidence of the infilling and the baptism of the Holy Spirit language. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, Jesus said, go wait in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. Don't do anything until you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, when this is 2 Chronicles 7, 1 through 4. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. The priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. I believe still with my heart, with all of my heart, that you and I can stand in the presence of the Holy God and of the Holy Ghost. And we can feel, we can see, and we can hear the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that with all of my heart. The Spirit of God and the power of the Spirit and the glory of God is real, and we can know that Spirit. And all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, and they bowed themselves and their face to the ground upon the pavement, and they worshiped, and they praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good." He is good. And his mercy endureth forever. The king and all the people offered praise before the Lord. I want to bring this to the New Testament. I know I've read this recently, but I want to read it again. Acts 4, 29 through 31. And it said, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings." The disciples had been in jail. They had been detained. They had been questioned. They had been threatened. "Stop doing what you're doing. We don't want you doing this in the name of Jesus." And they said, "Behold their threatenings, and grant to thy servants that with boldness we speak thy word." They didn't say protect us. They didn't say deliver us. They said, "Give us boldness. We're going to go ahead. And by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Spirit and spake the word of God with boldness. I know it doesn't say they spoke in other tongues, but I guarantee if they were filled with the Spirit, they spoke in other tongues. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. I want to tell you a story about a series of meetings we had in Texas in the 80s. We were at Trinity Chapel, Pastor Clearman's church. When we went to Pastor Clearman's church in 1982, he was celebrating his 25th anniversary. He's still pastoring there today. Amazing, wonderful pastor, wonderful preacher. He preached some sermons that I remember, one where he was talking about battling with the barking squirrels and got Debbie laughing. She couldn't hardly stop. She said, "I didn't know squirrels bark, but they do." And he was battling them over the pecans, and that's a worthy battle. But Brother Clemens, a great, great man of God, he went on a trip, I think, to California, and he asked me to preach while he was gone. So that was about five services. And I was so looking forward to those five services. I was excited. want to preach. I mean, I'd preach once a month. Brother Clearman gave me an opportunity, and I was grateful. I'd taught some of the classes, and I was thankful for that opportunity. But five services in a row was just a big blessing. The first service that I was going to preach, I was standing on the side, kind of like over here, and we had two song leaders. Pastor's son, Bo, led choruses. Debbie found a joke a while ago about choruses and hymns, and I don't think I can pull it off, so I won't get into it. The pastor's son-in-law did hymns. So everything was covered, the hymns and the choruses. And they begin to lead worship. They begin to lead. One or the other began and the other continued. When it was time for me to step forward and take over and begin to preach, or to, you know, the preliminaries and to preach, the Spirit continued to minister to the people. And I'm standing there and, okay, Lord, well, what am I going to do? And the Lord said, you're going to stand there and you're going to watch as I minister to my people. He said, can I not minister directly to my people? What am I going to say? I'm a young preacher, 30 years old, anxious, ready to go. But God is touching the hearts of the people in a way that I can't. And he's causing people to pray and to seek him. He's causing the song leaders to go an extra two or three songs. And I'm waiting. And the Lord's teaching me that he can minister. We had, out of those five services, I ministered one time. But the Lord directed us ahead of time. Have so-and-so sing. Have so-and-so do this or that. At one service, I think it was on a Sunday morning, we had a mother-in-law sing in tongues. And we had the daughter-in-law sing the interpretation. And I'm going to tell you what, it was beautiful. We had a certain group sing, and they sang, and the anointing of God came down, and the Spirit moved for longer than I had an opportunity to preach. But in all of that, God, I don't know, maybe I learned the best lesson, is that God can minister to his people. I have been praying for that for our church for years, and I'm going to continue to pray that the Spirit of God will come upon us and that he'll move us the way that he wants to. About the third service along, I saw a young child that was about 10 years old on the front pew, waiting to see what God was going to do. And I was amazed at that. Kids, you know, these are amazing, sitting on the front pew every we can just pay an attention, bless their heart. But we want to see the power of the Spirit of God without, folks, I'm tired of the put on. I'm tired of people acting. I'm tired of people making up for what they think the Lord can't do. Our God can move upon us mightily. And when He does, we all can feel the touch. He touched me. We all can feel the Spirit of God beyond ourselves, beyond our desires, beyond our requests, beyond our wishes. We can feel the touch of the Lord ministering in our lives. Can I not minister to my people? Yes, Lord. You can do whatever you want, and we ask your will be done. How to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I just heard a guy from Holland on a Jimmy Swaggart program, and he said, we make everything too difficult. This guy was, his father and T.L. Osborne brought a great move to Holland, and that's a tough country to bring a spiritual move to. And Spirit of God moved mightily there. And the Spirit of God can move mightily in Campbell as well. How do you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? When I was a young man, I prayed for a lot of young people. They'd come to camp and they didn't receive the baptism at home, maybe because they were embarrassed or whatever. Come to camp and they were a little more open to the Spirit, a little more open to God. And we'd pray for them. They'd receive the baptism, and it was a wonderful thing. One young man ended up being a pastor of a big church in Modesto, and I was so happy to be a part of praying him through to the baptism. We made an effort, but I think the easiest way to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is just surrender to the Lord in praise. Just let go. Surrender to Jesus in praise, thanksgiving, and worship. Just love Him, because He's the baptizer. He's the one that can touch us with the Holy Spirit. The door is open. All we have to do is come before the Lord. Now, the song that I have this week puzzles me, because it hasn't to do with the Holy Spirit as much as Jesus. And it's the lyrics to the song, Reign, Jesus, Reign. I first heard this on Carlton Pearson, again back in the 80s. And he was admonishing the young people in the church, this is a tough year. Your parents haven't had jobs all year. They're having it tough. It's Christmas time. And so you guys need to lighten up on what you want. And just let, you know, we'll catch up another year. You won't miss too much. Talking about Christmas gifts. But then they played this song, Reign, Jesus, Reign. Reign, Jesus, Reign. King of Zion. Judah's lion. Remember who's coming for us as a King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Lion of Judah. Reign, Jesus reigns. He sits high on his throne. He is God. And he will never leave you alone. He is sovereign. He is holy. Just come before his presence boldly. Ooh, reign, Jesus, reign. And then it says reign 8 times. What if I just go back to the chorus 1 time? Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign, Jesus, reign. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful today for the Holy Spirit. We've experienced your Holy Spirit, but we want more. We want more. We want you to come upon us mightily in many ways. We are yielded. We want more. We want you to reign in every part of our lives and fill us continuously, day by day by day by day. Give us a move in Calvary Temple that we haven't seen in a long time. Lord God, there are people with great needs. We need the Holy Spirit to act right now. Touch Sister Watson, Lord, with a mighty touch. When the doctors say, I can't, we can't, you're 91, I say, in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit can. Lord, you can touch your people direct. You don't need anyone. You can touch direct. Holy God. Anyone else want prayer? I want everybody that wants a touch to have, to be prayed for. If you come up here, I'll touch you. But if you want to sit where you're at, we'll pray for you. The Holy Spirit is powerful. I'm a weak old guy, but the Holy Spirit is powerful. Oh, Lord. Lord, your direct touch, take away these migraines. Your touch, your healing, your deliverance in Jesus' name. Touch Lydia's eyes. I pray. pray, Lord God, that you'll give her a miracle of your tender mercy. Lord, I know your touch. I felt direct times of healing in my body as a young man, as a child. Let Lydia know that touch now. Let her feel your spirit and your healing for her eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what. Sitting in a wheelchair, but I feel God. I feel the Spirit of God. He's been in this church a long time. We have a lady that I see on Facebook a lot named Bonnie Cash. We came to church one Sunday morning and there was a request for her. She had cancer. She had two little boys, I believe two little boys by then. This church forgot about church, Sunday school, and we prayed, and that cancer left. She's still on Facebook and praising God. Oh, praise God. Shala makora makanda la de 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 asanda la de 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 de. Lord, Audrey needs no one to stand between you and her. But she's asked us to pray, and we're going to pray more of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray. For your spirit to fall, cover her completely. Yala la 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 masata, with the evidence of speaking in another tongue. A freedom, Lord, she's never felt before. Malakura masa ala la liliaka. Holy God. Just rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kora Masandai. Donnie wants to say, Spirit of God, fall. God, fall upon Donnie and Audrey. Spirit of God, you're free in this place. You're welcome. You're welcome in their lives. They've opened to you. They minister for you. I rebuke every obstacle. And I pray the freedom of the Spirit to come, to come, to come. The devil's a liar that stands in the way. The Spirit has been given, and there is nothing. There is no reason. You're covered with the blood of Christ. Born again, the door is open. And I pray in Jesus' name, Spirit come. Spirit come. 2,000 years ago, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, I sent my Spirit. I withhold nothing. The devil fights, but he's a liar. I have given to you freely what I purchased on Calvary. And did I not say, I must go, that the Spirit must come? And to all, I pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters prophesy. The old men will be given dreams and the young men visions. And I withhold nothing from this church, from this people, from anyone, saith the Lord. Holy Jesus. Reign, Jesus. Reign. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Anyone else like prayer? That you'll touch heaven right now by the power of your hand of mercy. Thank you, Lord, for touches that you've given him before, dealing with his heart, loving him, Lord. But I pray that you touch for healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I pray that Donnie and Audrey continue to sing. Don't give up. I don't know when, and I don't know how. Or where? The promise of the Lord is yea and amen. If I were the devil, I would fight the baptism as hard as possible, because, and so many of us that are filled with the Spirit, we need to push that a little bit, speaking in tongues and worshiping the Lord and praising God. But the devil gets a big black eye or a big defeat when we have that presence with us. We're We'll pray blessing as we go our way. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you cared so much to send us another comforter, a teacher, someone that would magnify who you are in our hearts. Someone that would prepare us in our way, in our walk with you. Go with us. Let the Spirit travel side by side this week. Give us strength. Give us your mercy. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.